Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and this is the June Energy Update for 2024. Basically, I meditate and feel for what are the energies coming in the following month that can hopefully help you take advantage and have the best month possible. So when I was tuning to June, the question that came to my mind immediately was, what am I truly ready for? So by the end of May, we could already feel shifts from this sort of earthy Taurus energy into this airy Gemini energy. So what that means for you, for those of you that are not into astrology, is a Taurus month is May, which is very earthbound, which is what can I do? What action can I take? I really want to get my hands in the clay. Gemini now is moving into our summer months here in the Western Hemisphere. There's this sense of movement, but with more allowing. This means maybe travel, change of location, change of job, change of habits, change of outlook. Gemini is known as the jack of all trades energy. So it kind of opens you up to new ideas. It's not as much about the action. It's more about the inspiration. So look for, open to inspiration of new things, of new avenues. Taurus was not a new energy. It was more about what can I handle right in front of me? What can I do right now? So this is, I love this energy because I'm a fire sign. So I go really, really well with air. It sort of fuels my fire. So I have these little affirmations in between in my energy update if you read it. And so I'm going to read them as I go through it. So this is the one that I came to. I'm ready for new doors to open and opportunities to flow in. So all of these affirmations are totally in alignment with the energy. Feel the ones that resonate for you. If you feel a wobble, shift it the way you need to shift it. If you don't feel ready, you can say, I want to be ready for this, and really feel for yourself, because it's not productive to make statements that aren't in alignment with your whole truth. So only you know that. Okay. So this month, whatever is not working, it's time to move, mix it up, do something new, think outside of the box. If you're one of those people where you feel like nothing's changing, so you have a physical ailment or a job or people in your life or no people in your life or whatever it is, this is a sign that you need to push yourself past your comfort zone this month. And what that means is you got to be honest with yourself. Are you choosing comfort or happiness? And most people choose comfort. I had a big discussion with one of my closest friends this month about moving into this new energy, and it just came in really strong for the energies of June. So are you still blaming others for what you're getting? This is all going to keep you stuck, guys. So letting go is the name of the game in June in order to receive. So a statement I have here is, I'm ready for all the good things I have created to start flowing in. June is also a great time to open more fully to your own inner wisdom, your own intuition. This is what I started this business doing 20 years ago, is connecting people with their own inner voice. And this is a great month to do that type of work, listening. So in May, we felt more like of an earthy call to action to be more productive in the outer world, whereas this month is about feeling where we are truly inspired and having the courage to follow those impulses. It's a very good feeling month for me. So the statement here is, I'm ready to know my true power and wisdom. If you are one that have been longing for deeper connections with yourself or others, here's a massive energetic potential for this month, okay? It's massive. It just feels like you can absorb it in a way that maybe you couldn't prior. Things that maybe seem to eluding you, you're going to go, oh, I get it now, like aha moments. So if you've been doing the work to connect with you, the people that match you are going to really flow in magical ways. So stay open. Talk to people wherever you can talk. Smile when you can spot. Spread kindness. Spread compassion. And you will start lining up with your people, okay? And this isn't for them. This isn't about being nice to other people for them. It's because you're going to feel good being open. And that's the new version of you that's going to attract the things that you really want. The statement is, I'm ready to let in new people and circumstances that I love. So look for you where you can also sort of release tension to the flow. Watch where I do this. I'm a little bit of a control freak. I'm a recovering control freak and very type A. So for me, I have to go, ooh, wow, I can feel I'm tense or worried. I'm going to consciously relax that. I'm going to consciously pay attention to that and pivot. So what would it take for me to feel safe in this situation or what I'm going through right now? So many of us have wounding around being safe out in the world. And this month, take the time to rewrite that belief because it's really time, guys. What are you really ready for? So many people are like, oh, I'm ready to meet my partner. Are you though? Are you really ready? Do you feel like I feel great about who I am? I know I'm lovable the way I am. If there's a wobble there, clean it up. Okay. Do I really feel safe being seen by someone on that level? If you're someone who's looking to be in the public eye, it's the same as a partner. Being seen is very intimate. It's very exposing and it takes courage. So what would you need to feel safe and protected putting yourself out there in whatever way that's meaningful to you? The next statement I have is I am ready to be seen and known that I am safe and powerful in my true expression of who I am. So guys, think about where you can focus on the good in your life. So I encourage you to check your negativity bias and start noticing the directions of your words and thoughts. So are you moving with your desire or against it? If you're complaining and advocating for your righteous anger, then you're opposing. If you're appreciating and turning towards what situation has given you clarity about, what does this make me know I want? My favorite question. Then you're moving with it. And it's really that simple. You don't have to jump to, I'm attracting my dream job, but you can jump to go from, oh, it's not here. Where is it? To, ooh, I'm really excited to see how it could come. I really want to open to it more. And you can feel that there's a relief there. And so I'm telling people, it's not about getting all the way to the goal. It's about how do I soothe myself into feeling better, which is in the direction of my inner being. Okay. So I have some exercises here that I wanted to give you for June. Number one, write out what you truly feel you are ready for. I'm ready for my person, or I'm ready for an opportunity, or I'm ready for a new job, or whatever it is. I'm ready to love my body. And really check in. Which ones do I feel really ready for? And which ones do I still feel some wobble? Okay, like let's be honest. This is a great month to ask questions of the universe. So write out questions and look for the universe to answer. Challenge the universe to show you what you are looking for. Then stay open and expect that you'll be shown. So show me my next job. So let's say you're not fully ready yet. You can go, okay, show me where my next job is. If you don't know where your next job is, show me where my money is. Those type of things. Okay. Lastly, look for the good in life and in people and write it down. Write it down. This is basically a gratitude practice, but what you want to do is retrain the brain to start looking for the good instead of looking for the problems. You want to be solution focused instead of problem focused. And the laugh affirmation I will leave you with this month is I'm ready to receive my dreams in the most fun, easy way possible. This is an easy breezy month. This month could be really fun, really floaty, really in the flow. Some things could just pop in a magical way. And that is what I want for you guys. Sending you so many love and blessings this month. And I'll be back to you in June. Thanks so much.